This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Downs, Kansas at Schuyler, visiting with Doug Strothman. And Doug, wheat harvest pretty well winding up now, is that right?
Yeah, right now we're about 95% plus done with wheat harvest and, you know, a couple of decent days for everyone else and we should be all the way done. Got a little weather that's rolled in here, which is welcome. We really need the rain and had a half inch here in the gauge this morning, so that'll stop things today. It doesn't look like we'll have any activity today, but, you know, one or two more days and we should be all the way done.
I mentioned we're visiting Monday afternoon, but that rain, as you said, welcome. You've been, from what you were telling me, pretty dry around here.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, this has been about the third calendar year of this drought being as severe as it's been, and yes, we need to get things replenished and hopefully have a nice fall crop this fall. There's, you know, decent potential out there at the time. We just need to keep getting some showers rolling through pretty timely. So
how did the wheat harvest go around here?
Wheat harvest, I would say, was about 90 to 95% of normal. There was some really good wheat and there was some poor wheat. Quite a range of, quite a variable crop. More so than most years, there was just not a real consistent range of yields, but all in, it was fairly average. You know, you throw the good and the bad together, fairly average. You know, several different problems this year. Just the dry weather is a big thing. Stands coming out of planting time, and you know, some disease that caused some problems, as well as a pretty big strip of hail that went from the western side of the territory all the way to the east that, you know, dinged up quite a few acres. And it wasn't just total losses, but there was some total losses, but there was also a lot of wheat that, you know, had percentages, you know, 25, 30, 50% hail damage.
What did yields run? You said they're fairly average overall. I mean, what was the range? Do you have any idea?
I would say the bulk of the wheat, you know, was 20 to 70. But, you know, there was yields that were higher than that and, you know, yields that were probably poorer than that. But that was probably because of something real devastating, like, you know, a zero because of hail or something like that. But yeah, it was highly variable this year.
You mentioned some disease problems as well. What did you see in that regard?
Well, it seems like mosaic was a big issue in some spots. You know, more so than any year that I've experienced, and you know, that had an impact, I think, on test weights and yields overall. Not sure as to what to pinpoint that to, but this year was a lot higher in occurrences of mosaic.
As far as test weights, was there a wide range there as well?
Yeah, test weight was, you know, not stellar this year. We had, 59 average, but the range again was highly variable. Some really low test weight down into the low 50s, up to 62 pounds. Overall, the average was okay, but we didn't see that high test weight crop that we thought maybe we would with the cool filling weather that we had towards the end. I think there was just enough things that kind of impacted the test weight that we weren't looking for.
And as far as protein levels, did you see much difference there?
Protein was, again, highly variable, which it is most years, but, you know, some 9 protein all the way up to 17. The average came in at under 13, but about 12.9.
What overall has been the outlook for the fall crops?
You know, stands are pretty fair. you know, I think today we still have, you know, we still have potential out there, but like I said earlier, we've got to continue to have timely rainfall to finish this crop off. You know, there's been some challenges with this crop already. You know, chinch bugs have been a problem, as they have in the last couple of years. We had a lot of wind blowing dirt across some of these fields, which created some static electricity and some tougher conditions here. But you know, with average to above average rainfall moving forward and being timely, I think we could still have a decent fall crop. So with, you know, if July would come off and be wetter than expected, you know, we could still have a really good fall crop.
Thanks, Doug. I've been visiting with Doug Strothman at Schuller in Downs, Kansas. This is Jim Wigger.